About the mercies of the Lord, and I'm going to bring you a Christmas-oriented message, but it's all wrapped up in mercy today. Make no mistake about it, God wants you to know of His mercy and His grace, and He wants you to know it deeper than you've ever known it. Praise God. We're here today because we serve a merciful God. Amen. And He's able to express His goodness to us because He can accept us in the Beloved, according to Ephesians chapter 1. So listen to this. We're gonna talk about, for a few moments, Jesus, Lord, at His birth. How many have noticed we're in the Christmas season? Well, it's going to end. There's going to be the post-Christmas blues that set in when people realize how much they've spent and how much they owe after Christmas. We're going to have the post-Christmas blues when people realize how much they have eaten and how much they have gained over the holidays. And how tough. Isn't it amazing how quick it can come on? Yeah. Amen. When I see dressing and gravy and mashed potatoes, I don't know whether to eat it or just roll it up and stick it right here. Because this is where it's going to go. It's where it's going to end up. Amen. Some of you could stick it right here. And one doctor told a man that he needed to lose some weight, and he was a country doctor, and he said, "Doc, what's wrong with me?" He said, "You're suffering from a severe case, an acute case rather, of cornbread consumption that has produced a severe case of abdominal protrusion." Can you say that? Don't pat it. No one will know. That's a pretty coat. You button one button, it'll hide everything. Believe me, I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we love you today. There's a song that was written that is the inspiration, really, that was inspired by the Word of God and now has re-inspired the preaching of certain aspects of the Word of God. By the way, I want to say this real quick today. Amen. And that is that a lot of the theology that we need in the church today, the good theology that makes up the true, authentic faith. And we have to qualify the faith in days like these for what is true and authentic. Can you say amen? But you're going to find it in the old hymns of the church, because they were solid in doctrine, solid in the authentic faith, and it's expressed in the lyrics of the songs. Can you say amen? They got their inspiration from a revelation of who Jesus was and what He accomplished at the cross in the Word of God. And there's a lot of ministries today that need that revelation. And one of the greatest songs ever written is called Silent Night. And it was written in 1816 simply as a poem based on Scripture. But in 1818, the organist didn't show up at the Christmas Eve service. And a man took the poem Silent Night, set it to music, and composed it for a guitar. That it was just to be played on a guitar because the organ had broke down, and it has become the most famous, popular Christmas hymn of all time. The top of the list is not White Christmas. Amen. It's not Grandma Got Run Over by the Reindeer. Amen. It stayed on the top of the charts, but it doesn't beat Silent Night. Amen. And you can walk in a mall and hear one of the seasonal songs, and there's nothing wrong with that. Silver bells and all of those celebratory songs of a wonderful season and time of year. But there's something about O Little Town of Bethlehem. Now that's right out of the Scriptures. Can you say amen? There's something about Silent Night because it's right out of the Scripture. And the third verse of this Christmas hymn is filled with great mystery and truth. I want to just, you may hear it and not really get it, so I want to read it to you today. Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. I want you to say that, if you will, with me today. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Dottie Rambo wrote a song years ago, a beautiful song about Jesus, and it said that His steps did not begin at Bethlehem, and they did not end at Calvary. Amen. So when you look at a baby in a manger and get that sentimental feeling, Don't remember, he's not just a baby in a manger. He was God come to earth, God taking on flesh, God finding a way to lay down his life. A God who cannot die found a way to lay down that flesh part of him and give his life for us. His name shall be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He can't just write it off. Amen. Because justice has to be served. So there's only one way he can save us, and that is to take our place and to take our punishment. In order to take our place and take our punishment, he had to take on flesh. So the Bible said his name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And a little further in the New Testament, it goes on to say that, to wit, God was in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Can you say amen? By the way, Jesus did not become a sinner. He would lose his divinity if he did. He didn't have to be, and I know this is crossing hairs with some new doctrine, but I'm not crazy about new doctrine. Can you say amen? You know why I'm not crazy about new doctrine? Do you know why I'm old school? Don't say because he's old. Most of the time, old school is for old guys. Can you say amen? These are young blood here. They're looking at me. Well, he old school. Well, I am old school. But when it comes to Jesus, I'm old school because there's no new school. Can you say amen? If somebody's got a new revelation, they've got a new revelation of something that always has been. I'm going to go on record today. I always get in trouble. I'm knee deep and neck deep in trouble. I don't even want to drain the swamp. Can you say amen? Someone said, when you're neck deep in alligators, there's no need time to discuss draining the swamp. Well, I got a lot of people snapping at me for being old school in this new age type of gospel situation. But I'm going to tell you something. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. New age preachers are going to pass with it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But this word, this old book, hallelujah, this old school stuff, amen, God has established it. He's perfect. It doesn't need, amen, editing and re-editing for the postmodern world. Praise God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will abide forever. Out of some of these old hymns comes the great truths that become the pillars, amen, of the church, that the church might be the foundation and pillar of the truth. So the truth can always be heard when you come to God's house, hallelujah, and you get that truth unadulterated from God's word, hallelujah. Listen to this about Jesus, the truth about this child. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2 reads this way, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old from everlasting." Wow. That means that baby that was born in Bethlehem was born with a past. Can you say amen? The day he was born, he had a past. And that past, according to Micah, said his goings are from everlasting. He didn't just show up. Did you know there was someone with God at creation? Did you know that someone is named in the new covenant? The Bible said of Jesus Christ, without him, Brother Taylor, there was nothing made that was made. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said an AIDS joke the other day, because I'm getting ready to turn 64, and said somebody I had told it to, and they told it back to me. Usually it's Sean, but he didn't get to do it this time. He's always talking about the gray in my beard and different things, but I could talk about some things too, and you're a lot younger than me, but I'm merciful. Hallelujah. And I'm going to obtain mercy. Amen. But they said that Brother Venable's getting so, he's so old that when God said, "Let there be light," he hit the switch. Well, I got news for you. When God said, "Let there be light," I wasn't there. But the Holy Spirit was. And Jesus was. Jesus was. Jesus had no beginning. When He came to this earth, He began, amen, a work of God and a dispensation of grace in order to save us. But He pre-existed His birth at Bethlehem. His goings are from everlasting. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That He said to those that questioned His knowledge of Moses' times, amen, and He said before Moses was, Jesus said before Moses was, I am. Did you hear me? He said, I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, praise God. I'm He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Jesus didn't spiritually die on that cross because God can't sin, and God didn't sin. That's the glory of salvation. God didn't have to sin to pay the sin debt. All He had to do is take our place and take the justice upon Himself. Can you say amen? And when He breathed His last breath on the cross, God the Son said, Tetelestai. One word that's interpreted, it is accomplished. It is finished in the King James. And if you paid off a mortgage in Jesus' day, they would stamp it, Tetelestai. What does that mean, Brother Venable? Paid. In full. Make no mistake about it. The blood of Jesus has paid in full the sin debt, and God has accepted that sacrifice forever. Hallelujah. Give Him praise today. Glory to God. He didn't have to suffer anymore because it's finished. What He came to accomplish, He accomplished. And that baby born in Bethlehem, He was born with the knowledge immediately. I am here to do what my Father sent me to do. Going to be a lot of people healed, a lot of teaching along the way. But the ultimate goal of His coming was to go to the cross. He didn't even begin His public ministry until He was 30 years of age. Until He was 30. And He only ministered for 3 years because at 33 they hung Him on the tree in our place. But in those 3 years of His public ministry, amen, He accomplished the mission that culminated in Calvary. And I'm so glad that God the Son came to this earth. You know, in Genesis 1, amen, someone is there. Let us create man in our image. Can you say amen? His steps didn't begin at Bethlehem, and they did not end at Calvary. Oh, by the way, amen, the baby is not in the manger anymore. Praise God. And when you see Him again, you're going to see Him not as the doe-eyed Jesus, amen, that represent the mercy and meekness and love and compassion. You're going to see Him with all of that still in Him, but He's coming to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Can you say amen? The next time we see Him, He won't be on a donkey and He won't be on a cross. Hallelujah. But He'll be riding a white horse. Hallelujah. The symbol of a conquering king, because He hath prevailed, praise God. Amen, for every one of us. Hallelujah. Isaiah verse 9 and verse 6 said, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And I don't mean just given in the sense of God sent Him here, but given up to die as a sacrifice lamb. A son is given, or a son is sacrificed. And the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Here's another one of those almost oxymoron things, huh? Finally found out that an oxymoron wasn't a dumb cow. Can you say amen? That is something that's said that just seemingly is a total contradiction. Here's a baby that is given a royal title as the Mighty God. Here's a baby born in Bethlehem, and His royal title is Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Born a king. Everybody say, born a king. Born a Praise God. That's why the kings came and worshiped Him and bowed down before Him. Can you say amen? Praise God. The three wise men were not the three wise guys. Praise God. Amen. They had understanding and wisdom granted them by God. The prophet Isaiah, writing 700 years before he was born, prophesied that the Messiah would have four names. And it reveals in these four names four aspects of his character. One of our beloved carols is cast in this way. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Amen. If you have any question in your mind, what child is this? Before you leave, I want it to be very, very clear. This was no ordinary birth, and this was no ordinary baby. This was a virgin birth. Everybody say that's supernatural. And this baby was born, amen, from eternity past. Praise God. He was born with a past, and his past reaches beyond all time. Praise God. No wonder they said, what manner of man when he grew up is this? Because he was born, amen, a God incarnate, God in flesh. No wonder they said, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him? Can you say amen? Never a man, never in the history of the world has a man spoke like this man. For he speaks as one that has authority. We're not talking about a president or an earthly king, but authority over the universe, over angels and demons, and over the wind and the waves. Jesus is asleep on a ship as they travel from one place to the other, a boat out on the sea, and a great storm arises, and the ship is threatened to be sunk. And like in any storms in our life, when it looks like we're going under, we wonder why God isn't jumping up and doing something about it. He's at peace and we're in turmoil. And so we go and they shook him and they woke him up. And they said, Master, don't you care that we perish? And they hadn't perished and they were not going to perish because he was with them. Can you say amen? Amen. And he kind of chided them for their lack of faith. Not that he wanted them to go and do what only God can do. Amen. But their lack of trust in his love and his care. Amen. Someone, when the storms get bad, we wonder why he isn't just jumping up and taking care of things. But how many went under and were destroyed in the storm in your life? How many went under and were destroyed? Nobody in this room went under and destroyed? What a coinkadink. That's Popeye for, wow, that's strange, isn't it? That nobody in this room was destroyed by your trial, your test, your storm. Somebody must have been on board with you. Can you say amen? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He got up, he walked to the bow of the ship, and he said, be still. And immediately, just like that, there was a great calm. It wasn't that the storm stopped, and in time, the turmoil created by the storm on the surface of the sea stopped. No, both the wind and the waves obeyed him immediately. In fact, when he came into Jerusalem, the Bible said that the kids, see, in church, people kind of sit back and become stoic. They don't do that in clubs, and they don't do that at rock concerts, and they don't even do that, amen, at an Avon party. Can you say amen? They only do it in church on Sundays where they get all stuffy. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Listen to me. Amen. But the children begin to praise him and say, Hosanna! Which means God is our help. God is our help. God is our help, and he's here. The children are saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! And of course, those they were already getting stuffy. The followers of Jesus, the disciples, shushed them and said, hush, you trouble the master. Amen. And Jesus said, no, you hush. Amen. For have you not read where it's written in the mouth of babes? Praise is authentic, authenticated. Praise is perfected. Amen. If you want to find honesty, you find it in kids a lot of times. Amen. Kids are very honest. I ruined a song telling what kids in their honesty see. They see what they see, they say what they see, and they don't, you know, they're not. But I think I ruined it for Doug. We're reading from this wonderful hymn. you know, the Silent Night, Holy Night. And they sung that at Sunday school class, and a little girl learned it, and she came home, and she had this beautiful picture of the manger scene, and there was Mary, and there was the baby, and there was Joseph, and over here was a character that just looked like a tennis ball with legs. And her mother said, "I see Mary, I see Joseph, that's got to be the baby Jesus, but honey, who is this?" And she said, "That's Round John Virgin." Round John Virgin, mother. And see, I probably ruined it for you now. You'll hear that song and you'll always smile. Kids are honest. They said, "Hosanna, Hosanna," and they shushed them. And he said, "Let them come to me. Let them worship me. Let them praise me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven." They understand. They get it. Can you say amen? You look at church people sometimes and it's like they don't understand. They don't get it. They don't worship from their heart because we know it in their head, but it hasn't arrived in their heart. But the kids got it. And with glee and joy, they worship the Lord. And God said, "That's what I'm after." And he said something else to prove who he was. He said, "If these should hold their peace, God is able to cause the rocks to cry out." Oh, God is going to have worship. It even said the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Whoa! I see God is not going to have to make those trees start clapping in here this morning. Praise the Lord. And as long as I'm alive, the rocks are not going to have to cry out today. Can you say amen? Oh, he was dead serious. Amen. They all drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. God brought water out of a flinty rock, and they drank of it and were sustained. Praise the Lord. What a God that we serve. His first name is Wonderful Counselor. You can make it wonderful and counselor, but really to get it, you got to put them both together. He's the Wonderful Counselor. Say it with me, Wonderful Counselor. And he was born the Wonderful Counselor. A lot of movies try to portray him as one day, you know, he's this confused guy. "I don't know who I am. I'm having this identity crisis." Honey, this was God incarnate. Believe me, he had no identity crisis. He knew who he was from the day he drew his first breath. Can you say amen? I don't remember the day I drew my first breath, but he remembered his day. He knew, praise God. Hallelujah. He was born under the shadow of the cross, and he knew it from the first day that he was born. Literally, the title means a wonder of a counselor. It speaks of the wisdom of his plan. The word wonderful means astonishing or extraordinary. The writers of the Old Testament used it in particular for acts of God which man cannot understand. Acts of God which man cannot understand. You know what God said about our finite understanding and his infinite wisdom? You know what he said? That's why his counsel doesn't make sense sometimes. And he says these crazy things to my finite understanding. Love your enemies. Can you say amen? I'm thinking, why? Can you say amen? Because they're your enemies too. Amen. Anybody's against me is against you because I stand for you. Get them, God. No, he says, love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Let me tell you what he said about, amen. Listen to this. He's a wonderful counselor. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There's never been one like him. Who would have come up with a plan like his to save mankind? That looked like the greatest defeat that there could ever be. Believe me, every demon in hell was rejoicing when they took that man down from that tree, dead as a doornail. Can you say amen? And they sealed him in that tomb. For 3 days, there had to be a major party in hell. Can you say amen? Listen to me. But on the third day, it all changed. Can you say amen? And they haven't partied since. Can you say amen? Amen. Somebody said, I don't want to go to heaven, such a drought. I want to go to hell and party. No, you're not going to go to no party when you get there. Amen. When you show up there, demons aren't going to be having a party like they did for those 3 days, because they finally got the plan. And the Bible said, if the rulers of this world, and I'm not talking about Caesar and his Rome, can you say amen? Oh no, I'm not talking about Pilate who authorized his death. Amen. The Bible said there are rulers of darkness in high places. And if they had known God's counsel, God's wonderful plan to save, they would have never crucified the Son of Glory. Can you say amen? Because in that death, our life was born, praise God. Our victory was born. We're set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the devil wouldn't have wanted him on that tree. And the devil wouldn't want one drop of that blood flowing out of his body. Hallelujah. But they didn't get it. And the disciples didn't get it until after the resurrection. And suddenly they got it. And at that first communion after the resurrection, amen, they realized through that broken body and that shed blood, the back of Satan was broken. Oh, he's alive, but he ain't what he used to be. Can you say amen? Because anyone who comes to know Jesus Christ comes out of his prison house, and you don't need a key to do it, praise God. Amen. The guilt of sin is taken care of, and the sway of sin is broken. And we serve a new master, hallelujah. Amen. He's a wonder of a counselor. Speaks of the wisdom of his plan. Wonderful means astonishing or extraordinary. And the word counselor means advisor or perfect ruler. Everybody say the perfect ruler. Because he's the wonderful counselor. Amen. He is an ideal ruler. What better God to rule over us than the one that has such wisdom? You know what he said about his ways? Amen. He said, my ways are above your ways. Somebody just help me this morning. Say, how high? Oh, listen to how high they are. As high, they're as high as the heavens are above the earth. Can you say amen? Praise God. There's no way you're going to figure God out. So he asked you to trust him with all of your heart and not lean to your understanding. Amen? That means trust him with your heart and not your head. He asked you something else too. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Everybody thinks they know when they pray what it is. It may not be what you think it is. Can I tell you what it is? Two people want to know, and some people want to keep in the dark so they don't have to deal with it. What is it anyway? It is his eternal purpose and sovereign will for your life. That's what he's working. Whatever you're going through, that's the it that he's out to achieve. Yes. Amen? Amen? Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will give you whatever you think that is supposed to be. No, he will give you what his eternal purpose is. Amen. Some people thought that guy was God sent, and they jumped into marriage with that guy that they had no doubt that God had sent them. Amen? And they found out that it wasn't. They think that gal was the one God sent them. They jump into marriage, amen, prematurely and without the true leading of the Spirit, amen, and they find out after they're already hitched up that that's not the person. Evidently it's not, because it's causing all of this grief. Can you say amen? They fell in love with a personality and ended up living with a character. Can you say amen? There's a vast difference, young men. Listen to old school this morning. Amen. I found the right one. God put us together. We jumped the gun. We got married too young. He wanted us to wait. We didn't wait, but she was the girl. Amen. For me. How do you know? Because she stood by my side for going on 48 years. Praise God. Amen. Two more years from April, we'll celebrate our 50th if the Lord tarries. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do something special and take her to Mickey D's. Tell them to supersize everything. Because nothing is too good for my fox. Ain't that right, Hambo? Tell me about it this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I still got it. Old school, listen and learn, boys. Listen and learn. Supersize it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Candlelight at Mickey D's. Nothing like it. People look at you funny. Praise God. Say, this is our anniversary, and they'll understand. Praise God. Let me read this from Luke 2. I'm seeing right now, we're not going to finish all these names, but this is going to be part of our Christmas service. Are you getting this wonderful counselor stuff? His counsels are not our ways. And sometimes when he does things in our life, we don't understand this wonderful counselor. You know what he told the church of Laodicea? Amen, I counsel thee. Buy me gold tried in the fire that you might be truly rich. They didn't listen to his counsel because it didn't match up with their worldview. And it'll never match up with the worldview. Can you say amen? He says the way to be satisfied is to not put a premium on things. The world says that's the only thing that matters. He that dies with the most toys wins. Well, what do they win when they die and go out of this world and have to leave it all behind? Can you say amen? Jesus said it's better to give than to receive. Because he's a wonderful counselor. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I don't understand why God didn't grow us numerically initially. I expect to grow numerically. But I'm not going to sweat it anymore. Because God is using us right where we are. I don't have an us for and no more attitude. Don't get me wrong. But God is using us powerfully right where we are. Praise God. Amen. Doing things that we could never dream. Praise the Lord. I got an email from a guy that attended the Holy Church of God years and years and years, over 20 years ago. And he said, I chose the road of sin, but the truth that I received followed me. He said, I've been to every state in the United States. My career has taken me, and I've made loads of money. And he said, but the truth followed me. I never got away from the truth that was sown into my heart. And the heading of the email said, the stuff, in other words, all that I accumulated materially is not worth the sin and its consequences. Hallelujah. And it followed him. Nothing he could acquire could take away that vacuum in his soul and that understanding that without Jesus and without eternal life and without bowing to God, it's all meaningless. And he said, I'm on a journey back to God. And I wrote him back an email and I said, welcome home to your Father's house where there's joy, joy, joy. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's a wonderful counselor. He was born that way. Luke chapter 2 is a revealing scenario here in Luke 2, 42 through 50. Listen to it. And when he, Jesus, was 12 years old, they, his parents, went up to Jerusalem. Luke 2, 42. And when they had fulfilled the days, they returned. The child, Jesus, 12 years old, tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. They didn't realize where he had went. But they, supposing him to have been in the company with them, went a day's journey. Boy, that's just like parents, isn't it? As long as the kids ain't bugging them, they really don't notice too much. Can you say, man? They went a whole day's journey and didn't miss Jesus. Incredible. And they sought him among their kinsfolk. He must be with Uncle so-and-so, Aunt so-and-so. They said, no, he ain't with us. And their acquaintances. He's not with them. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, doctors of theology and law, listen, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Isn't that incredible? Here's a 12-year-old kid from Nazareth. Let me tell you what they said about the little town he was born in. So he had no credentials in the according to the flesh. Bethlehem, thou art the least among the cities of Judah. The only reason anybody knew the name Bethlehem is because they baked bread there. It was the little city of bread. and said, you want to find a wide place in the road, just go to Bethlehem. Can you say, man? It's like going to Mango or Sefner years ago. Now that's growing. It's a suburb of Brandon. But years ago, amen, it was just a wide place in the road. Amen. That's where he's from. That's where he hails from. That's where he was born. But he came and grew up in a town called Nazareth. And you know what they said about Nazareth? No good thing ever came out of Nazareth. Isn't it amazing that God chose the lowly and the weak to bring forth the mighty and the great? Can you say, man? He's a wonderful counselor. Jesus' whole life was a rebuke to everything that man puts the premium on. Because he knew, born with the knowledge, that all of this is passing. Everything you have is passing. And here's a newsflash. So are you. Amen. I was looking through some old albums. Pamela had pictures of some stuff sitting up from years ago. And I look at a 20-year-old picture. And believe it or not, I've changed. I like to think I haven't. Amen. But I have. And sometimes, and when the guys want to get out and shoot hoops, I say, I'm going to watch you guys. I don't know if my knees are up to hoops anymore. In fact, I'm with a guy much younger than me, and he gets out and shoots hoops for his exercise early in the morning with a bunch of younger guys. But he came to the pastor's breakfast like this the other day. His knees had just went, and he was walking around. I said, what is wrong with you, man? Arthritis? He said, no, hoops. I've been trying to play hoops with those 35-year-olds, amen, out there, younger pastors, and I can't keep up with them. I love this about the Lord. Amen. He is the perfect teacher. He is the ultimate counselor. Amen. His plans are not our plans. His ways are not our ways. And he will accomplish things beyond our human comprehension. And he will do it in ways we cannot fathom. He will do the greatest work ever accomplished, and he will do it successfully. A violent death would not be man's way to victory, but it was God's plan. And our Lord carried it out perfectly. Amen. Let me apply this truth this way. As the wonderful counselor, he gives wholesome direction to his people. Those who follow him will not walk in darkness, but in the blazing light of day. I believe that. Praise God. In this tiny baby, we see all of the wisdom of God wrapped up in swaddling clothes. What child is this? He's the wonderful counselor. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So many of us try to make it what we want, instead of what God wills. If he's going to be the wonderful counselor, it means you have to bow to him. You have to defer to him. You have to let him be what he is. Can you say amen? Most of us are seeking the will of God because we are dissatisfied where his will has us. Thank you for the hearty amens on that. If you wasn't dissatisfied, you wouldn't be looking for something. You know why I don't date out on my wife? Number one, God will kill me. But you want to know the second reason? Pamela will kill me. You want to know the third reason? You want to know the third reason? The third reason is because I have found the woman for me. She is a help meet for me. God made her to stand by me. And why should I look for a hamburger when I've got porterhouse? What'd you say? A cheeseburger. Well, that's better than a hamburger. Have you ever had your head mauled? I'm just kidding. Prime rib, au just. Amen. Au just means with gravy. Don't let nobody kid you. It's that juice of the... Amen. Listen to me. Why should I be looking? See, once we want it, even though it may not be what we perceive, we're giving him credit as the wonderful counselor. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all of your head. No, all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because his ways, you can't figure it out. Quit trying. Can you say amen? You'll never. How high? High as the heavens are above the earth. Amen. He said, the heavens are my throne. The earth is where my footstool. You can't build a house to hold me. You can't figure me out like that or box me in, praise God. Amen. But to whom will I look? To him that is of a humble and contrite spirit that trembleth at my word. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? I love the attitude of Mary, not only when she said, when she was told by an angel she's going to become impregnated without knowing a man. She said, amen, or be it unto me according to thy word. And that's what amen means. But then she said at a wedding at Cana, at the wedding feast, when they ran out of beverage, and he said, bring me water. And they said, what does he want with water? Well, he's a wonderful counselor. I mean, wonderful beyond the definition of wonderful in our book. An extraordinary wisdom of God. Hallelujah. She said, whatever he tells you, do it. Don't try to figure it out. Just do it. You know, when it comes to exercise, Nike came up with something that sold a whole lot of their products. Some guy come up with one sentence that made him rich in an ad campaign. And it said it on a lot of their shirts years ago and shoes. Just do it. If you stop and think about, you know, after the first year, how many have any kind of plan to get on an exercise program after? Not now, for heaven's sakes. Let's be honest in here. It's too many goodies. You don't want to miss the goodies. Pamela's going to make fudge. We do not think about scales and exercise till after. Do you see these things about eating low fat during the holidays? And I look at that and say, what? This is a holiday. That's when you don't eat low fat. You eat all the rest of the year low fat so you can gobble till you wobble on the holidays. Can you say amen? What's the point of that big turkey if you ain't going to eat him? Pumpkin pie, eat that bad boy. Don't let it sit in the fridge. Can you say, man, so you can look good in the mall? Nobody cares. You done got your woman? Undo your belt a notch and go ahead and enjoy yourself. Don't be pointing, Sean. Hallelujah. People divorce, they go in and try to lose weight. Well, you know what's going to happen when they marry? It's all coming back. Amen. If you But after the holidays, I actually have a plan. I'm going to walk and pray. Part of my prayer time and walking is going to be incorporated so I can keep both of them religiously. If I walk and pray, amen, I'm going to be getting exercise while I'm talking to God, and I'll get out where there isn't anybody but God, and we can have a good conversation, and I can keep myself going a little while longer. Praise God. Amen. That's part of my plan. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen to this. God has a plan for every one of us. And because he is the wonderful counselor, he asks you to trust in him with all of your heart and not lean to your head or your understanding. Commit thy way unto him. You know what that means is? Your lot in life. Everybody say, my lot in life. Commit it all to God. Listen, friend, if you can't pray it open, don't try to pry it open. Say that with me. If you can't pray it open, don't pry it open. Because it's going to wear you out. Can you say, man, it's not going to accomplish his purpose because you don't have to pry it. You know what Paul said? A great and effectual door is open to me at Jerusalem. Amen. And there are many adversaries. There's a lot of people fighting against it, but nobody can't stop it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Isn't that incredible? A great door means great adversity, but it doesn't mean God isn't in it. But you still don't have to pry it open. The fight is the great fight of faith. And when faith does the fighting, it works this way. Fear knocked on the door. I sent faith to answer the door. And faith said, there's no one here. Even though fear is standing there looking all ugly and mean. Can you say amen? Because faith don't care about the circumstance. It just cares about the will of God. And if God wills it, the walls will fall. Right. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? If God wills it, the walls will fall. Hallelujah. If he wills it, praise God. How do you discover his will? By acknowledging he's the wonderful counselor. Can you say amen? Amen. Mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And He was born that way. Praise the Lord. Commit thy way into Him. Trust also in Him. And He will bring it to pass. Praise God. I'm going to read you something in closing before communion. It was written, and I probably read it a long time ago. I read it over the radio broadcast. But it was inspired by Pastor Dr. Shadrach Meshach Lockridge. What a wonderful moniker for a pastor. Amen. They might have wanted to go ahead and put Abednego in there. Amen. Had the whole, all three of the guys. But Shadrach Meshach Lockridge, and he was pastor of San Diego Calvary Baptist Church. And he acknowledged what we're teaching this morning, that Jesus was born a king. Amen. His goings are from eternity. Are you ready for this? I would do this by memory. But it's kind of like my knees. It doesn't work as well as it used to. Jesus is my king. Say that with me. Jesus is my king. Are you ready to listen fast? How many can listen fast? My king was born king. The Bible said he's a seven-way king. He's king of the Jews. That is a racial king. He's the king of Israel. That is a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of kings. He is the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's king of kings and he is Lord of lords. That's my king. In fact, I want you to say that. That's my king. Can you acknowledge that's true? That's my king. Well, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my king? David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." My king is the only one whom there is no means of measure that can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supplies. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful, empirically powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my king. He's the son, he's God's son. He's the sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's awesome, unique, unparalleled. He is unprecedented. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He is the only one able to supply all our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and tried. He sympathizes and he foreguards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. Do you know him? Well, my king is the king of knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of the governors. He's the prince of princes. He's the king of kings. He's the lord of lords. That's my king. Can you say amen? His office is manifold, and his promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting, and his love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is in righteousness. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Well, I wish I could describe him to you. But he's indescribable, he's incomprehensible, invincible, and irresistible. I'm trying to tell you the heaven of heavens cannot contain Him, let alone a man explain Him. You can't get Him out of your mind. You can't get Him off your hands. You can't outlive Him, and you can't live without Him. Woo! Hallelujah! Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand Him, but they found out they couldn't stop Him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in Him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree, and Herod couldn't kill Him. Death couldn't handle Him, and the grave couldn't hold Him. That's my King. He always has been. He always will be. I'm talking about He had no predecessor, and He'll have no successor. There was nobody before Him, and there'll be no one after Him. You can't impeach Him, and He's not going to resign. That's my King. Can you say amen? Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Well, all power belongs to my King. We all here talk about black power and white power and green power and money power and political power and military power. But it's God's power. Thine is the power and the glory. We're trying to get prestige and honor and glory for ourselves, but all the glory is His. Yes, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. How long is that? And ever and ever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all the forevers, start again. Amen. That's my King. Can you say amen this morning? Hallelujah. You guys ask His permission, put that to a rap song. Can you say amen and tell it to this generation? Praise the Lord. God is a gracious God today. He's a good God today. He was born, not a baby where His beginning was Bethlehem. He was born a King. He was born a Lamb to be slain. Can you say amen? This is a time of tidings, of comfort, and joy. It's not a time to get burnt out in the Christmas rush. It's time to get built up in the most holy faith as Christians and believers. Are you glad we serve a God and a Christ who is a wonderful counselor? Hallelujah. He makes the plan and He brings that plan to pass. He watches over His word to perform it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you know what I wish everybody could do to just de-stress themselves? Amen. Start blooming where you're planted. Amen. Just start thanking God for life, breath. Praise the Lord. We used to sing the song, well, I got up this morning with my mind all confused and messed up and trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. Well, amen, just get up and give God glory and just do what your hand finds to do. What your hand finds to do is what God is going to give you to do. And when your hand finds something to do, do it with your might. Can you say amen? But don't sweat it. Maybe God didn't call you to be a martyr in Afghanistan. Maybe He wants you to just be a witness in Tampa. Would that be okay with you? Could you handle being a witness in Tampa? You believe God needs some witnesses in Tampa? Maybe you're it. Maybe that's the it. Can you say amen? Maybe that's the it. He will bring what to pass? It. Everybody thinks they know what it is. The Bible said, no, you don't. You can't. Only God knows what it is. You'll never discover it until you say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. And just as the supernatural seed was sown in the Virgin Mary, supernatural seeds of His will in you will be sown in you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, because He will bring it to pass. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. What a wonderful counselor we have today. Now as we head directly into communion, and sister, would you get ready to serve us today? I want you to know right now that this holy God loves you today. Amen. Whatever's happened in your life, He can weave it into the fabric of His perfect, eternal, sovereign will. And He can be glorified. Amen. Last night, I laid on the bed. I sat at the computer a long time. Study and And I got up, and when I got up, I saw things stacked on one another. It wasn't double at first vision, stacked on one another. And then it became double vision. Everything was double. And I tried to walk, and I appreciate equilibrium problems now. I've never really had that. But when I tried to walk, the room would spin. And then it went to my stomach and made me sick from, it's like seasick, motion sickness, without moving. And I went and laid down across the bed. My wife put my feet up on it and took care of some things for me. And I was laying there, and I would pray, and then I'd open my eyes, and there was the double vision and the spinning, and then the nausea would come, and I'd close my eyes and try to lay still as I could. And, you know, I felt again, after all of these years of preaching, seeing God move, and all these years with God, you know what I felt like? I felt like a little baby curled up, needing mercy and grace on my life. Amen. And I just laid there, and only one prayer could come to me to pray for help. And it was, Lord, let your healing flow to me, that it might flow through me to others. I don't want to miss tomorrow, because there's going to be people coming with needs. God let me see that last night. I didn't know who was going to be here, who wasn't going to be here, but the Lord did. And people are going to come with needs. And I said, Lord, heal me so I can be in that service and just be an instrument in helping others receive from you. If it's a healing from the deadly wound of sin, let salvation flow. If it's healing from a physical problem, let that healing come and let it flow. And in that place where mercy flows, where we're humbled in His presence, that's where the Jesus ministry begins to take place. Amen. Because I didn't come here today to measure your faith, to see if you qualify, to put you under a microscope and see if you're worthy to be healed. I came here today to declare what Jesus did on the cross has opened the door for you to come unto Him today. And if there's a sin in your life that you know is there and it's glaring and the enemy, the accuser, is using it against you right now, amen, I want you to just right now with me confess that sin. Just let God's grace flow in the blood of Jesus, cleanse it. Hallelujah. That can be dealt with right now. Hallelujah. That nothing holds you back from all that God wants to do in your life at the end of this communion service today. Heavenly Father, there's one great prayer that David prayed that so impresses me. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Wash me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Praise God. Father, we pray right now that every sin, known and unknown, and maybe yet undiscovered, but every sin be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We confess them openly before you, because we don't want any barrier between us, because you have went to this length. What a wonderful counselor that God would come. God the Son, not just the Son of God, but God the Son would come, and He would go to the cross, and He would take our punishment and take our place, so that not only we could come to You, Lord, behind the veil, but so You could come to us and help us and heal us and deliver us from whatever it is that we need. Father, we thank You for that mercy and that wonderful grace that is ours today. Brother, would you let that play for just a moment? I want a time of reflection, just for a little.